You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable, upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
I was first platoon commander for Fox Company. We were deployed to Marja in Afghanistan. I took a large portion of the blast to my torso and face. It was even before the sound hit my ears that the world was just went completely dark and then there was a boom.
My job here at Blinded Veteran Association is to assist veterans with developing claims for compensation and pensions.
They pretty much met me in the hospital and, you know, told me, it's going to be fine, it's going to be difficult, but this is what we do next. And it's just good to have that group that you can turn to with questions, and you know that they're going through the same thing that you are. One of their biggest priorities is educating their members on how the system works and how to go about getting what you need so that you can live a full life.
We are also here for support because we know with rehabilitation, as very necessary as it is, it doesn't end there. There has to be a process to continue that education or training.
All of it's there for you. You just need to know where to turn, but it can be extremely confusing navigating all the agencies and all the people and all the bureaucratic red tape.
There's changes to many things in the blind community, and BVA is one resource that the veterans can actually get this information. Working with Charity Sub means that we'll get more support where is needed in helping blind veterans nationwide.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today and remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back. We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. We're back.
I love that intro.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're all the way live from Orlando, Florida.
We're not in Orlando.
Yes, we're. That this is Chris live from Orlando, Florida. What?
That was Chris.
Yeah. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. And let me just say this before we go any further. I have some nice folks from Leesburg, Florida. Leesburg.
Oh,
I want
right.
to give a shout out to Bob and Doris.
Shot.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening, maybe sometime you'll call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line right now all the way from Fern Park.
Castleberry.
Yeah. Dave. Big Dave. Are you there, Dave?
Howdy, howdy there, guys.
There
I like
go.
That too there. That is some nice impact. Jason, I haven't had the pleasure to talk to you, but hi there. And hi to Sheila and, of course, Mike, Lynn, and my buddy behind the window there.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick comment about the seriousness of this whole thing with imposter dogs. I don't have a guide dog myself, but I do understand in the training that it's a particular danger because guide dogs are not trained to be a guard for their owner. They're trained, in fact, to avoid any kind of conflict whatsoever. So if there's a dog that's not trained, that is just misbehave, let's say tries to attack, that the guide dog's actually been trained to not really protect itself. I mean, it may take instinct and try to avoid the situation, but it can truly undo, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of training. Plus, you know, possibly the dog won't even defend itself because it's been trained not to. So even a bigger reason why these guys need to, there should be some kind of law to discourage it.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks
have a
for
good
calling
evening.
In, Dave.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
All right, now we're going to trivia. Is that okay,
yeah,
Lynn?
Well, Sheila wants to go to trivia.
Okay.
I do?
Yeah, you said what with the break. We
this
need to go
is
to
an, another good song. It was a big song, top 10 song. Another story with a story. So here's the question. I want who's singing it or tell me the story. Here we go. 407-894-1680. Who's singing it or tell me the story?
See the tree, how big it's grown.
Oh.
But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show.
That was a great song.
You're making me feel really old.
That was a great, was that a great song, though?
It was
a great song.
It
was
a great song.
What?
It was in the 50s, Sheila, so it's not that bad.
Well,
it's
in the 60s.
Brings her back to the day.
But it was a great song.
Hey, watch it now.
He made a few hits. And so who is the artist?
I know.
Or,
pick me.
Tell me the story.
I don't know the story, but I do know the story song.
407-894-1680. We're playing songs today that have stories or big songs.
You know, you're
407-894-1680.
You're really digging deep. Where you want people to give stories.
I'm trying to make it interesting. People love those songs.
It is.
And that song, you know, the first song when you said about Silhouettes, like you said, Herman Hermits made the song later, too.
I knew the remake. I just didn't know the original.
Michael, tell everybody the number to call in.
407-894-1680. By the way, if you missed any part of this show and you want to hear this show, look us up. It's Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us and tell us what's going on in your community, wherever you are, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, anybody calling yet?
Yes,
phone is 407-894-1680.
I'll let Chris announce the call.
Chris, who's on the line?
Coming all the way from Elkin, Maryland, we have our friend, our brother, David, calling back for trivia.
We got the brother back.
It's a family affair.
It definitely is.
Hey guys, so I think I know the answer to your trivia question, but first I just want to say, with all the talk about service dogs and service animals doing everything that you need, it occurs to me that I would like a service brother.
No such luck.
But I want him to be really well behaved and just sit under the table and not talk, you know, while I'm doing my
thing. Not happening.
I don't think
not happening.
David, I got a question for you.
Nice,
what do you think sometime we had your father on the radio talking about how your mother and your father raised two blind kids for birth? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think your ratings will absolutely skyrocket. I think you should do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we should get the whole family in there, you know, have the whole Goldfield family talk about what it's like for two-sighted parents to raise two blind kids, and you could get perspectives from both the parents and the kids. I think that would just rock.
Well, if they'll do it, why don't your mother say, Marvin, if you're listening, Marvin,
let's do it.
We would like to do it. If you can't come up here to Orlando, maybe you can call us in and we'll give you
I'm sure we can make some type of arrangements.
We'll make it happen. I will personally make it happen, Michael.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Fantastic.
But you know, David, this is Sheila. I had to put up
Sheila.
Your brother to be here.
Must he? I mean, yeah, you're right. He should. You're right. Sheila, you were great, by the way, at the Florida Council for the Blind Convention. I did hear you and Jason on there, and you guys were just fabulous.
Thank you.
So who do you think was singing that song, and what was the story about? Do you know?
I don't know the story about it, but I will tell you the honest truth. I could tell you the answer, but I feel a little bit dishonest because actually I didn't know it, but Siri knew it.
Oh, don't tell us the answer then.
So I probably shouldn't. I did look it up.
Thank you very much for being honest.
Of course. I'm always honest, aren't I, Jason?
No, we're on the radio. Yes. I can't say that with a straight face.
But thank you for being honest, David. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, gosh.
And for those folks who like to cheat, please don't. It's fun when you know it. You know, there's all different kinds of ways
to
cheat.
Google.
Yeah, no Google. No, yeah. This is an honest show.
Technology ruins it.
Right. Yeah. So anybody on the line who's going to be honest and tell us the truth,
thank you, David.
Listen. If anybody knows, what's the name of that movie? We only want the truth. Can you handle the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
I hear him.
A Few Good Men. That was a good movie. A Few Good Men.
You can't handle the truth. I got it. Yeah. I hit the wrong button.
So how's baby girl doing?
She is doing absolutely marvelous. My wife put her on the scale last week.
We're going to break.
The scale broke.
You have to
I'll tell
us.
You that later.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, the radio show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community, and we hope the sighted folks are listening to this show, because we say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
You're up, girl.
I'm up?
You're up.
No, I'm low.
Interview tie.
I went to a mixer a few weeks ago at the Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You went to what?
A mixer.
Can you explain to me? Because I'm a mixologist now. What's a mixer?
I don't think that's the same thing. I'm
thinking not. It was a social event at the Lighthouse of Central Florida, and I attended that and was very honored to be one of the people that attended it. And unfortunately, I didn't personally meet this young man. Or, yeah, he's a young man. Compared to me, he's a young man. But I heard his story, and I was impressed. And I told Lynn, I said, we really need to get this man on the show, because, Ty, I have to say, I was so impressed with your story. So welcome, Mr. Ty Crockett, and thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Hello, Ty.
So,
nice, Nice to meet each and every one of you guys.
I would
welcome to the show, Ty.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
And I would appreciate it if you would tell everyone your story, because I sat there and just was enthralled with your story. So please tell us how you were sighted and you began losing your vision, and then how you became a client at Lighthouse.
No problem. I'll go. I'd be more than happy to go into it. When I first started having issues, I was just like everybody else. You go to the doctor. Well, I used to go twice a year. I went every 6 months to get my vision checked, and every 6 months I would have the back of my eyes and everything examined, because I found out I was diabetic when I was in my 20s. So since I was about 19 years old, I wore glasses. At the time I went to go get glasses, I just turned 38 the other day, so I was about 34. And they told me, hey, I went to go get glasses, and my prescription was 20/30. So they said, hey, well, you can get glasses, but it's like you putting a Band-Aid over a pothole because you have cataracts. I said, okay, what's a cataract? Never heard of it. They said, well, it's a thing that messes up the sight. Sometimes it'll be foggy. Sometimes it'll be this. And they start describing, do you see halos? Oh, yeah, I see that sometimes when I'm driving at night. But I work in the call center. I'm actually one of the supervisors there. At the time, I was a supervisor. I need to be able to use my eyes because I bounce back between a bunch of screens trying to make sure all the associates have what they need. So they said, okay, well, you definitely don't want to get glasses. You need to get the cataract surgery. Me and my wife looked at each other. I'm 34. My wife at the time was 31. We're like, okay, well, what do you guys think? So they have my wife look in the microscope and say, hey, you see all those colors? She's like, wow, it looks like a kaleidoscope. So then they had a bunch of the nurses and techs come in. Hey, look at his cataracts. So everybody's oohing and ahhing. I'm like, I want to see. Because, of course, I want to know what they're talking about. Never heard of this thing called cataracts. So they then go into the spiel about, no, you can get, once again, get the glasses if you want to. It's a waste of your money. You're going to pay a few hundred dollars, and you're going to be back here in a few months. So me and my wife went home, looked at the options. We decided it was best for us. The doctor that did the surgery, I will say at one point in time, he was considered one of the best. So I thought I was going to the right doctor. I checked with the another establishment. They said, oh, yeah, he's a great doctor to go to. So I went ahead and scheduled the cataract surgery. I had cataract surgery done on both eyes. And right away, I was like, oh, okay, well, it's pretty cool. I don't have the halos anymore.
Wait, pardon me. This is Michael. Did you say you had cataracts on both eyes at the same time?
Yeah. Well, they were within about a week.
Yeah, I knew that because I had cataracts too, but they did it a couple months apart.
No, he said a week apart.
Yeah, they did mine a week. They did it on a Tuesday and then a following Tuesday.
Wow.
It was about a week apart.
Wow.
So I went and did the cataract surgery, of course, thinking I was doing what was best for me and my family. And I started working. It was like a week and a half later, I told my wife, I'm like, man, my eyes don't feel right. And they're like, well, it's the drops you're using, it's this, it's that. I'm like, in the right eye, my eye just constantly feels like it's something in there. And they said it was the stitches from the cataract surgery, and the drops were just irritating. I said, okay, what about my business? A couple weeks later, I'm like, my eye really doesn't feel right. And I tell my wife, and at the time we were about to move, and everybody told me, maybe I got something in my eye. So I'm like, no, I didn't get anything in my eye. And I had my wife blown in my eye for the last 3 days. Like, she's a fan. It's not coming out, whatever's in there. So I went back to the doctor. They looked at it real quick, said nothing's wrong with it. You'll be okay. Just put some more drops in. So I put more drops in. Then like a week or two later, my eye's bright red. And I'm like, what is my eye bright red for? Everybody told me I had pink eye. Like, it's not pink eye. I had pink eye. Doesn't itch. It's not pink eye. Everybody's telling me it's just pink eye. So they put me on some more drops. So then a couple weeks later, I'm like, I'm losing vision in my eye. Go back to the doctor. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Well, it could be because you're diabetic. I'm like, well, I don't want to. It could be. I paid you a lot of money. I don't want. It could be anything. I need to know what's going on with my eyes. I'm young. I got 5 kids. I want to be able to see. So they then sent me back home. I went back home. I'm at work. I'm working. I'm doing what I have to do. And my eyes start hurting. So then I go back to the doctor. They tell me, well, you know what? It's because you have pressure buildup in your right eye. That's what's causing all the issue. That's why it's so red. Red, it's not pink eye. It's pressure. I'm like, okay, what's that mean? Well, you have glaucoma now. I'm like, what is glaucoma? when you have glaucoma, it's with a buildup of pressure because of your fluid in your eyes is not draining right. It's cause, probably because you're about diabetic. I said, well, I've never had any issues with my eyes. I get my eyes checked constantly. Well, yeah, it's just because you got glaucoma. You have your pressure in your right eye is 39. The pressure in your left eye is 16. You have to have surgery right now. You can lose your eye. I said, okay, well, let's have surgery. So 3 hours later, I was having surgery. They put a shunt in. Now, mind you, this is the same doctor who did the cataract surgery. Put a shunt in my eye, my right eye. And I go back home and tell my wife after a couple of days, I said, it's going to take a couple of days to heal. I'm like, it definitely doesn't feel right. It feels worse than it did before. So I go back to the doctor, and it's the stitches. It's the stitches. The shunt is right at 12 o'clock where it needs to be. I'm like, it could be at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It don't feel right. You just got used to it because you have something foreign object in your body. Like, okay. So about 2 weeks later, I'm at my desk, and I have one of my associates come up, and they're asking me a question, and I'm wiping my eyes thinking I have tears in my eye. And I'm just wiping it, typing information in the system. And they're like, hey, Mr. Crockett, you know you're bleeding. I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, yeah, you have blood dripping down your face. I got blood in my face. Take my handkerchief out of my pocket, wipe it, and it's a whole lot of blood coming out of my eye. So I called a doctor back. They scheduled me to hurry up and come in. I come in right then and there. My wife meets me there. I go in. They say, you know what? It's because of the pressure. What have you been doing? I'm like, I work on the computer. Well, I told you I worked at the computer before I had a surgery. That's why you had a surgery. Well, no, you just need to take a break. Strain your eyes. I'm like, how am I straining my eyes? You just did a surgery. So we do all that. Then a couple weeks go by. I'm steadily, gradually losing vision in my right eye. I go back, of course, now they're working with me, but they're saying, you know what, let's not worry about the right eye, let's mess with the left eye. I said, well, I like to have two eyes. I had two eyes when this all started. I'd like to continue with the two-eye vision thing. That's where my mindset is. Well, no, you're going to lose the vision of your eye. I'm going to lose the vision of my eye. Well, it's because of diabetic neuropathy. Well, this is the first time anybody has said anything about neuropathy, anything. I don't even know what you're talking about. I've been diabetic. My blood sugars are fine. Everything's going perfectly fine. I've never had any issues. Oh, we're not worried about the right eye anymore. So they won't even talk to me about my right eye anymore. I wanted to focus on my left eye. All of a sudden, my left eye is getting blurry. It's because you have scar tissue. You have scar tissue. Let's laser it off. They laser off. They turn it all the way up. I'm sitting there. The nurse is holding the back of my head, and he's doing it. And he's like, well, it's the thickest scar tissue I've ever seen. Usually it takes a couple years. I'm like, well, this has been a total now in less than 6 months. And you can see the smoke. If anybody's ever been had their eyes lasered, you start seeing smoke run. You can see the smoke come off the laser thing. And he's like, well, you're a tough guy. You're not moving or anything. I said, no, I just want this to be over with. I have a high pain tolerance, but I want this to be over with. So he did it. And a couple of days later, I could see a little better. But then my vision started gradually leaving, and I had a hiccup with my insurance. And, of course, they didn't want to answer my phone calls. I need to come in. There's something going on with my eyes. No. Unless you can pay $500 out of pocket today, you can't. Like, well, my eyes, I've been telling you this before the hiccup with the insurance. They didn't want to see me until I got insurance. When I got insurance again, I called them. And, of course, they're like, well, you can come in. They didn't act like they wanted to see me. I didn't want to see them, but this is the only people I knew of. So I went, and it was time for me to get glasses again. I said, you know what? I'm going to go to a different person. I went to a different person that was underneath my new insurance program. And they saw me. They looked at my eyes and everything. They said, I'm not positive because I'm not a one-stop shop. I'm not a specialist, but I'm looking at your eyes, and I believe you have a partially detached retina. I'm like, a partially detached retina? What's a retina? They're like, well, he explained everything to me between the cornea, retina, the cataracts is supposed to do, and all the nerves and everything, the optic nerve. He started, yes, sir.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to come back to your story. You got a great story. But I would like to tell the people, if they're listening to your story, okay, because a lot of things you're saying,
you went through too,
I went through the same thing. But the difference being between what you're saying, I don't hear one thing you're saying that the people should do differently. And I'm not knocking you, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me now. But people, if they ever have what you have, if they're listening to this show, they have to learn. And one of the things where you made a mistake, and I know what I did, I'm just saying to you and interrupting you at this time, that if people are listening to your story, what you did where I see you differently is when you started this whole thing with your first doctor, the difference between you and me, I wouldn't have listened to him at that point. At that point, I go to a hospital like Bascom-Palmer in Florida. I go to Will's Eye in Philadelphia. When I had my problem, immediately, I go to two hospitals before I let any doctors touch me. So all I'm saying to anybody listening to this radio show, listen to your story, listen to how a doctor can screw you over. And the bottom line is what you do right and what you do wrong as a human being.
Michael, I don't necessarily agree with you, because I think where Ty was coming from was having normal vision, and he was trusting, and Ty, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, that's why I disagree with you.
But
I don't trust any doctor.
Well,
I don't. I trust well, a hospital like a Will's Eye.
I agree with
we agree to disagree.
Okay, well, we agree to disagree. Yeah. That's what this show is all about.
The difference. Michael's completely right. I was trusting in the doctor. Sheila, I was trusting the doctor.
Right.
I never went through this process.
Right.
But when I originally got pink eye, I didn't go back to the doctor. I went to the emergency room.
Right.
And I told them who I was dealing with, and they said, oh, this is the expert of experts for Kissimmee. If I said his name, everybody would know his name.
Yes, except
one thing. I don't
want
to put his name out there.
Yes, right. I'm not knocking any doctor.
And then
doctor.
I Googled him. Yeah. But Michael's correct. After the process I went through, now when I go look at a doctor, whether it's my general practitioner, my endocrinologist, my retina specialist,
right.
Google four times. Get
right.
five different opinions. Go
right.
see one, go see
well,
three.
Right. All I'm saying to people, and this is where I'm disagreeing with Sheila, that when someone tells me that I got a problem on any issue, and if they're talking about my fingernails, fine, it's not going to hurt me. When you're talking about your eyes, you're talking about your ears, you're talking about something major in your body, I hate to say it, my doctor may say something. Trust
well,
me, I go to another opinion immediately. And my doctor I have now doesn't like it.
But so, Michael, yes. The thing is, not everybody can go to Philadelphia. And
I'm
we've
talking.
Got,
you got
some
a second
awesome,
opinion.
We've got awesome doctors here in
But you get a
Orlando.
Second opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're talking about what Ty's saying, I'm hearing every word he's saying. I had both eyes. I had the glaucoma operation.
Yep.
I had all the things he mentioned. I had them all.
So
but I didn't do it so fast.
So,
Mine was
so
over,
anyway,
a long
so Ty, what? Where are you now?
Well, where I'm at now is after I went to the last doctor. He told me about the partially detached retina. He told me about a retina specialist named Dr. Jamie Membrano, who I went to, and before I could even get to him, because I got scheduled for him, but I went blind in the meantime. So Dr. Jamie Membrano looked at me. He said, hey, you have not a partially detached retina, you have two detached retinas. So what Dr. Membrano did is he said, hey, I don't want to get your hopes up, but I'm going to try everything in my power. What you want to do is if you want to research me, because I went and met with him, I already told him the backstory. So I told him I was going to research him. He said, by all means, research me. So I researched him. I talked to several different doctors. They said that Dr. Membrano was a retina specialist that they would recommend. So I had the surgery with Dr. Membrano. I had my right eye done first. I had to have it done twice because the first time it took, and then I had a bunch of swelling and bleeding, and came detached again, so I had to have it done twice. My left eye, and I had the oils put in, and then I had oil put in my right, my left eye, and the retina attached again in the left eye, and they were saying it would be 99% chance I would not have vision. Dr. Membrano worked wonders, got a bunch of the scar tissue away, and I'm not blind anymore. I was blind, completely blind for 8 months. I'm not blind anymore. My vision is 31/1000, which is I'm visibly impaired. I can get around. I do have a cane. I can get around on a day pretty good on my own. People probably wouldn't be able to look at me and say that I'm blind without seeing my cane. But it was Dr. Membrano did his surgery, and then he sent me back. He was like, well, here's another place. He gave me the place in Baltimore. And then he said, hey, here's one locally, which is Bascom-Palmer. I know a doctor that I've worked with. He's one of my people that I went to school with. He's a cornea specialist. He could really...
Right, so you did go to Bascom-Palmer.
Yeah, and then I went to Bascom-Palmer. Mm-hmm. So after I went to Bascom-Palmer, it was, I believe, Dr. O'Brien did the cornea transplant in my eyes and gave me the proper lenses. He cleaned up some more scar tissue off the cornea and different things of that nature. But Michael's right. You do want to get two or three opinions. Don't go with your first. Don't even listen to the hospital. Because I went to a hospital down here in Florida when I had the pink eye episode, and they said, this is the person you want to go see. And I was like, oh, he's talking to my doctor. He's like, oh, that's the only one you want to see. Like I said, me and my wife Googled it, but we didn't go see different doctors. Right. I do that now. Right. I didn't in the beginning, but I do that now. I learned from the mistakes. But the experience, I don't wish the experience on anybody, not my worst enemy. That's one of the scariest things I went through. And with somebody being sighted that went and now is visually impaired, the first thing you do, you think you lose your identity. We had, when I went to Lighthouse, I met a bunch of people that I will stay in touch to the end of the earth. I met a friend named Hector. I met Goddess Johnson and Sharon McDonald and Ginger and all the gang there, and Judy and Dave and Dale, David and Casey, everybody's there. And I walked in, the first time I walked in, and Casey and Dale are up front, and they're working on the computer, and they're talking to me and everything. I thought they could see. And Casey's typing away and doing his thing. I'm like, wow. And then he said, my 4-year-old was with me, and she said something to me, and she was like, Daddy, he's not looking at me. He's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm blind. I said, you're blind and you're doing all that? Even as somebody who was visually impaired, I thought, you know, because I was feeling sorry for myself in the beginning before I got over myself and started doing little tips. And I will say this, when it first happened 2 years ago, and I went to Dr. Membrano, as soon as he met me, he said, you need to get in touch with Lighthouse. I said, oh, no, I'm good. I'm not all the way blind. He said, well, you're blind. I'm like, no, I'm not blind. He said, you're blind. You need to get in Lighthouse. They're a great organization that can help you out with it and help you facilitate your needs. Get accustomed to it. I'm like, I want to get accustomed to it. I'm going to do everything on my own. So I did a bunch of stuff on my own to try to get around my disability. And I was blowing images up. I was marking stuff on my stove and cabinets and just making little things so I knew where everything was. But when you go to Lighthouse, you meet people like Goddess and Sharon, and they're visually impaired too. And you don't know they're visually impaired until they tell you, because they're so functional, and they've went through those tech classes at Lighthouse and different organizations, and they're there for you. One thing that you'll learn about everybody is they're there for you. No one acts like they have all the answers. I'm an intelligent person. I worked in the high levels at a Fortune 500 company before this all happened, and I don't think I know everything. I think I know a lot about a lot of things. And I will say this. I was the most ignorant, smart person I've ever met, because if I would have went when Dr. Membrano said it 2 years ago, I might be way further in my growth process than I am now. But pride was in the way, and I was feeling sorry for myself at the time, because I had astigmatism on myself. My wife and my family members didn't. They still thought I was Ty, do this, do this, do that. I'm like, I can't see. Well, go do it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll figure it out.
So, Ty, I have a question for you. Our listeners who are listening to you and your story and listening to this show, what would you advise someone who has a problem with their eyes?
I would advise you, if you have any issues with your eyes, you know your body. If you have an itch in your eye and it won't go away, go get it checked. You might say it's something in your eye. You might say it's pink eye. You never know what the human body is going through. Stress, if you're constantly on your computer, different illnesses, hypertension, anything can mess with your eyes. And they're a vital, vital part of your everyday life. And you don't realize it until they're gone. You don't realize how eye-dependent you are. And, I mean, the first thing you do with everything is sight. Reading, anything, you do it. So I would recommend, first, if you have a wife or a husband, don't just try to do it on your own. Don't be Superman. I was Superman for those listening. At first, I didn't say anything. And then I started talking. But don't try to do it on your own. Talk to your family members, your loved ones. Go seek multiple opinions. Go get it checked out, then go get it checked out, then go get it checked out again. Because it's not something that you just want to wait to the last minute, especially when it's something that could be prevented. You don't want to wait or to be dependent on one person like I was, because I was naive.
Well, thank you very much, Ty, for coming with us today.
Well, Ty, it was a pleasure to hear your story.
Thank you so much, Ty. That was such an incredible story.
And I'm impressed that it really was. The Lighthouse. I think that's wonderful.
No problem, guys.
Okay, and we'll have to have you back again.
I listened to you guys. I listened last week. I listened this week. You guys are kind of funny. I like
you. Thanks for listening. Every week's a different show.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, you guys have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. Ty. You know, every week we have a different show, and as they say, this show is supposed to be what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertaining.
Educational.
It's supposed to be educational. And fun.
Right.
And the point is, that's what we try to do, all three things.
Exactly.
We have a lot of laughing going on here, because, let's put it this way, if you can't laugh at yourself, there's three people in this right now, of the five people sitting here right now, three of us are blind. Sheila's totally blind. Jason, you're almost blind, right?
Right.
Totally. And I'm almost totally blind. And I can only say to you, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you got a problem. Because that's just part of life. You got to be able to laugh. And the point is, those folks out there that are visually impaired and can't laugh, I feel sorry for you.
I do, too.
Oh, so do I. And, you know, hearing Ty's story, it just, you know, he thought once he figured out what was going on, he thought life was basically over. And then he found a place like the Lighthouse, and then he realized life actually very much continues.
Let me just tell you one fast story about doctors. Here's a true story. My mother's dead. May she rest in peace, because of a doctor. 100%. Because the doctor was treating my mother for a problem. And she had swollen ankles and swollen wrist. And then the second thing what happened was she couldn't breathe when she was walking. When she finally went to go to the hospital, because we rushed her to the hospital, the doctor said to me, "Don't you know what's wrong with your mother?" And I said, "No, they were treating her. They kept on giving her water pills." And he said, "All they had to do is one thing, and I'm sure what you're telling me they didn't do." And I said, "What's that?" "They should have given her an EKG. An EKG. What would that have shown? That your mother's got a heart problem. And all she needs is an aorta valve. And if she had an aorta valve, well, let's put it this way, she'd be living many, many years." So I said, "What can you do now?" She says, "She says it's 103 temperature. I can't operate on a patient with 103 temperature. You don't do that for your heart." Lynn and I went home, and they called back a few minutes later. He said, "Doctor, how come you're talking to me now? I thought you..." He says, "We can't wait. I got to operate, even though your mother's got the temperature." He says, "You have a choice. Do you want to operate? But your mother will never be the same again if I operate. I'm telling you that now. If I don't operate..." I said, "What then?" I said, "If you don't operate, she won't be here tomorrow." I said, "Well, I want my mother to be alive, so operate." My mother lasted, after the operation, 6 weeks, she died later. I can only tell you, I went to that doctor. I'm not going to tell you what happened because I went out of my mind. But I told the doctor right to his face. And that doctor,
He got suspended,
yeah. Lost his license, because I was not the first person who was knocking him. And before that, my parents just loved this doctor. So all I'm telling you people out there, get second opinions. Okay, that's my story, second opinions.
In the remaining time that we have, I'd like to talk to Jim a little bit more. And also, Jason, you forgot to tell everybody what you do down there in South Florida. Why don't you give everybody a little bit of what you do.
You know, Ty was talking about the Lighthouse Central Florida. I actually work for an agency that's actually similar to Lighthouse Central Florida and lighthouses in general. I actually work for an agency called the Florida Outreach Center for the Blind. And we are a full-service training facility, similar to the lighthouses in general, that's found throughout the state of Florida. And we give training in technology. In fact, I am the assistive technology specialist trainer. So we train people on computers, iPhones, iPads, Braille note takers, the whole nine yards, screen reading software, screen magnification software, and everything else. We also do have the classes in Braille and independent living. We have an awesome, wonderful independent living and Braille instructor. We also do have a full service mobility instructor for orientation and mobility. And we also offer support classes. And one of the things that they just started about 3 or 4 months ago was a support group for people who are deaf and blind. And I don't know if too many other agencies that actually offer that type of support group. So we actually do have that. They have that once a month. They have a, you know, discussion and whatnot. We also do have some social activities. They have a book group for talking books. They have activities for kids. So we really try to cover a whole range of services, all the way up from the kids, all the way up to seniors as well.
So it just shows you, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, wherever you're listening from, there are organizations such as the Florida Outreach for the Blind in South Florida, Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando area. So there's help for you wherever you live.
Jim, so tell your name again for the listeners out there in Orlando. What's the name of your company?
Jim Pasquinelli here, and I'm the owner of Home Care Assistance. We serve Orange and Seminole County, providing home care for anyone that's having trouble being independent in their own home.
And the name again is, what's it called?
Home Care Assistance.
Home Care Assistance. What's the phone number, Home Care Assistance?
407-232-7155.
It's also on our Facebook at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you want to look more. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Be right back.
One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security, and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. to put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you. Call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
We are back, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael, and nobody got the last trivia, so I'm going to tell it right now. The song is called Honey.
I know who sings it. Who? I just don't know the story. It's Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro.
I don't know the story.
Well, we don't have time to tell the story now, but the name is Bobby Goldsboro.
I
Honey.
Want the story.
Let's give a
we don't
short
have time.
Version of it.
Can you do short?
We got about 8 minutes. Give a short version.
You could do short.
I can tell you what the story is, what? Probably.
Come on, Chris.
Sum it up for us.
Real simple. You know, he was in love, and his love went off, and another guy came and took over, and that's the end of the story.
There you go. Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Never heard that.
All right. I think I need the long version.
Oh, my bad.
By the way, the NFB convention is starting Monday.
Tomorrow.
Be on in Orlando from Monday to Saturday. It's at, you want to tell the story there,
Jason? Sure. Jason? The National Federation for the Blind is putting on their national convention. Both organizations, and National Federation for the Blind and American Council of the Blind, the two biggest, largest blind organizations, are having conventions going on. However, NFB is having their convention here in Florida.
ACB.
ACB has already had theirs. Theirs was in Reno, Nevada this past week. However, NFB is starting theirs this week. If you live or are in the Orlando area, come check it out. It's at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel, 9939 Universal Boulevard in Orlando, right off of International Drive. And you know,
it's Monday to Saturday.
It's Monday through Saturday. It starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is all of their workshops, and the workshops just cover so many different topics. You know, the ones that really interest me are obviously the technology seminars, and they're going to talk about, you know, the things that really interest me, the screen readers and the magnification and whatnot. And then they'll have seminars on for blind lawyers, blind teachers, everything blind related. Then on Tuesday, what's really cool, and it goes into Wednesday as well, is the exhibit hall. And this is open to really anybody, who, whether you're sighted or blind, something's got to interest
we'll
you.
We'll be there. Lynn and I will be there Friday and
Saturday.
Over
there, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there Friday and Saturday.
And there you'll see all sorts of gadgets, anywhere from low tech to no tech to high tech. So definitely if you're in the Orlando area and you're going to be here this week, please, or if you live here, please come over to the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel on Universal Boulevard.
And don't
forget,
folks.
Well, and if you do come to the exhibit hall, they have some really good deals.
They really do. And, you know, even if you just go there and look, you don't have to go there to buy. It's just, it really just opens your mind because you don't.
Educational.
It really is. It's all about educating.
But don't forget, folks.
Right.
If you need home care in Orlando, there's only one place to call. There's only one place. And what's the name of that place, Jim?
Home Care Assistant.
You got it, Jim. Let's say it again, Jim.
Home Care Assistant.
Home Care Assistant. That's right. You can even ask for Jim.
You
may
even
be there.
I could be there.
Do you have any reminders, Jim, for the audience out there as far as calling you or if there needs they might have? Any suggestions?
Well, for family members that have someone that's struggling to be independent, you know, a mom or a dad, a grandfather, you know, families that are working, that's when you call us. We have an RN on staff, and you know, we do assessments and we personalize it and make sure the background screening is done and get the right type of person that will make a difference in somebody's life.
Okay. And if I heard what you were saying, Jim, they don't have to be disabled. They can just be coming out of the hospital and just need some personal care, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
A perfect person I'm thinking of right now is our friend, Big Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's quite a story.
Yep. And I'm sure he's not able to listen, but, you know, prayers and thoughts are going to Big Mike. He was in a motorcycle accident. He's got fractured ribs, had a punctured lung, and dropped his bike to keep from getting killed. So thank you, Lord.
Sheila, before we go off the air, do you have any shout-out PSAs for the GOCB that you'd like to give to Central Florida?
GOCB right now is on a summer break. Okay. We will have our cookout pool party on August 5th. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me as GOCB and interested persons, we are the local chapter for the Florida Council of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind. And also, hi, Charles and Dawn. You know, they can get in touch with Lynn and Michael, and they can give my contact information. So we are always looking for interested people, and we love our members. We are a support group, and we do our best to support anyone that's in need.
Well, Sheila, really, I'm really just a touch away, so I can just come over and get in touch with you now?
Absolutely, Chris. I want to see that baby.
And I want to say that this was a wonderful 2 hours, everybody. Jim, Jason, Sheila, Michael, you too. And Chris. But what I'd like to suggest, you know, it was a really important topic that we discussed today. And if you have any more information and you'd like to call in the next show, you know, feel free to do so and contribute to the topic, because it's really a lot for just even the 2 hours, don't you think, Jason?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't even get to talk about my topic.
The whole thing about the service animals, we could have a whole show just about that.
It's important.
Yeah. It really is so important.
Yeah.
Folks.
So what's next week?
Next week?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Okay. Surprise. Well, I won't be here.
Surprise.
I won't be here.
It's going to be, should I tell? No. Should I say? No, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise.
You'll ruin it's only popping next week, right?
Anyway, folks, I'm glad you liked the show. If you didn't, well, what can I tell you? Turn the dial off.
No.
Well, if they don't like the show, they can turn it off. No. They don't have to listen to us. Meanwhile, if you like the show, it'd be nice to hear from you. You can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you have something to say. Good or bad.
Don't forget the Facebook page.
Huh?
Don't forget the famous Facebook page.
And don't forget the Facebook page. The Facebook. The famous Facebook. And listen, you need home care? What's the name, Jim?
Home Care Assistant.
See, Jim knows.
I know that.
Home care, what is it?
Home Care Assistance.
Okay, Home Care Assistant. And what's your area that you're covering?
We work in Orange and Seminole County.
Orange and Seminole County. Hey, you got Jim to handle your case. Okay, folks. Thank you all. Jason.
Thank you. It's been a real blast.
And what's your name? Jason. Sheila Young?
Nope.
Chris Shaw?
You already know.
You got my man. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, all. And Lynn?
And thank you, Jim, for joining us. I hope you had fun.
It really was a hoot.
And Lynn?
Yes, Lynn.
It's been real.
It sure has.
Now, next week, no Lynn and Rebecca, all right?
No, it's okay. I don't care. It's all right. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Next time.
Love you all.
Good night,
stay
everybody.
Well. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. Show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen. Someone
that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside.